Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around today. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Valerie Martelli is the owner and the founder of a company called CME Consultants Incorporated out of beautiful downtown Wakefield, Rhode Island, and Valerie has a story to tell that I want you to know about, and Valerie has the distinction of being the 2003 Small Business Person of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She was given that award this year. She was recognized in Washington, D.C. back in September when you and I were together, folks, talking about this. I was in Washington broadcasting from the Small Business event of the SBA, their 50th anniversary. Valerie was there getting her award, and let's bring her in right now. Valerie, welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good
you having me on.
It's good to have you on the show, but congratulations on being recognized one of the top 50 small business people in the country. And I just want you to know I am very proud of you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's quite an honor. It's been an exciting year. 2003 was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of wonderful people.
I'm not just proud of you for getting the award, Valerie. I'm proud of you for what you've accomplished over the last 17 or so or more years. As a professional, because you started out from some fairly humble beginnings, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for mentioning that. I would say a good 25 years ago, I was a young woman in my early 20s, and I found myself in a position with two young daughters, and I was supporting them solely. And I needed to find work, and until I did, I had to depend on state services such as welfare and food stamps, which was a very uncomfortable situation, and I wanted to get myself off it, but I was grateful that it was there for me. And
when it comes to the kids, there's no pride goes out the window.
You got to take care
of the kids, don't you?
That's right. That's right. You've got to have food on the table, and you've got to get them to the doctors and be able to keep up with all their medications and everything, so that you know you bring up healthy children. And that was my priority at that
but
time.
But while you were doing that, while you were in that situation, your vision was always on knowing that you could do better for yourself, and you were going to do that.
Well, absolutely. I enjoyed being a stay-at-home mom, but as soon as my children entered the second one, they're only 2 years apart, entered kindergarten, I knew I had to get out there in the workforce, and I was looking forward to it. And there was a community action program in my town that placed people such as myself. And if you were lucky enough, you'd get picked up by that company. So I started as a temp, a temporary employee, a file clerk in a local hospital. And that began my health care career, if you will, because now the company is CME. It's continuing medical education. And so I could say for the past 25 years, I've been interested in the administration of health care.
And about 10 years ago, after doing a number of different things,
right.
And part of it which was being associated with the medical industry, about 10 years ago, you saw, maybe a little more than 10 years ago, because I know this is the 10th anniversary of your company, and congratulations on that.
Yes.
But you saw an opportunity, and I want you to tell us about what you saw and how that idea germinated in your mind.
Okay, that's right. About 12 years ago, I was working, 13 years ago or so, I was working in the medical education department at Rhode Island Hospital, our largest hospital here in Rhode Island. It's an academic teaching hospital. And part of my duties in that department was to run the continuing medical education programs for the staff physicians. And as many of you know, doctors and other healthcare professionals and other professionals need credits for relicensure and also to expand their knowledge and improve patient care, of course. So we ran about 500 to 800 conferences a year out of that department. But many of the physicians came to my office and said, gee, you know, I can't make 10 o'clock meeting in the auditorium on Monday mornings. It's, you know, I'm in practice. I've got my office hours, you know. So that got me thinking about the need to perhaps hold conferences outside of the hospital setting, you know, in your local hotel.
So they were actually not able to keep up, weren't they, because they were having to make a living.
Exactly, exactly. Of course,
with their continuing education.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And they found it, you know, very difficult and cumbersome. So to try to accommodate those community physicians that really, you know, couldn't get into the hospital at that time or, you know, for whatever reason, parking hours. We decided to hold a few. When I say we, the director of medical education, who was an MD, I presented the idea to him and he said, you know, that's a great idea. Go ahead and put it together if you'd like. You know, you've got my support.
And this was to offer these things outside the hospital at a time that was more convenient for them.
That's correct, like 7 a.m. in the morning before mm-hmm. they went to their practice or,
right.
you know, 6 p.m. in the evening and then, you know, maybe had a little light snack or something and then they got to hear their speaker present on the latest topic or, you know, that, you know, ultimately helps them with their care of patients.
And to some degree, this education were things, this was information that they couldn't do without. I mean, they had to keep, to some degree, they had to stay current with this information, didn't they?
Of course, it is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it mandatory, but they, of course, doctors have a strong desire. They want to know the latest treatment for diabetes or osteoporosis mm-hmm. or, I mean, this is what they're seeing. You know,
so you started this business then, you launched this business, wound up doing it about 10 years ago, and for the first 4 or 5 years,
right.
you actually didn't have a storefront, did you? You worked out of your home?
No, that's exactly right. At that time, my daughter was getting married, and she kindly the bedroom became empty, so in I moved with the computer and the printer, mm-hmm. and for the first 5 years, you're right, I ran it out of my home, and during that time, I also applied for accreditation so that because as I was leaving the hospital employment with their blessing, I wanted to get my company established and have its own accreditation.
So 10 years ago, she started her own business, worked it out of her home for 5 years. Today, her revenue, annual revenue, is well over $1 million, and she's the Rhode Island Small Business Person of the Year. What a story. But when we come back, we're going to get Valerie to tell us what were some of the things that were tough and what got her excited about being a small business owner. Right after these messages, 20 after, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Valerie Martelli, the Rhode Island Small Business Person of the Year. And now in the 10th year, you're celebrating the 10th anniversary of her business, which is CME Consultants Incorporated in beautiful downtown Wakefield, Rhode Island. And we're so proud of her. We don't know what to do. Valerie, you, by the way, give us a website.
Oh, it's, thank you, www.cmeconsultantsinc.com.
All right, cmeconsultantsinc.com. And if somebody, now do you do your consulting where you help doctors get their continuing medical education? Do you help them outside of Rhode Island?
Oh, yes. We're nationally accredited.
Okay.
That's right. The hospital where I worked was state accredited, but when I decided to start the business, I sought out and was awarded national accreditation so that we could hold conferences across the country, and we do.
So, folks, if you're interested in, if you're listening and you have the need for continuing medical education and you'd like to have somebody help you to conduct those things, if you'd like to learn more about what Valerie does, go to cmeconsultantsinc.com. And also, you want to give us a phone number, Valerie.
Thank you. It's 401-789-4413.
Okay. And so check that out, folks, and find out. This is an exciting business that, that Valerie has started, especially the way she started it. Valerie, tell us about what was the biggest obstacle when you moved out of your, as you were deciding to move out of your bedroom into a sort of a storefront type of business, a regular Main Street type of business. What was the biggest challenge for you at that point?
I would say the biggest challenge was getting our name out there through the industry so that people knew about us. And it
marketing.
Was, you know, dealing marketing, exactly. It was dealing with the local, say, pharmaceutical reps. And mind you, the pharmaceutical industry is very supportive of our programs, and they do help us run them. I mean,
but
they
you leveraged that community of contacts that you'd made over the years, didn't you?
That's right. That's right. We had to go from the local level, and we marketed so that we got up into the corporate level of hospitals and pharmaceutical companies. So marketing played a big part of getting our name out there. And then it was staffing was a always a, you know, a challenge, was to get mm-hmm. the staffing in line so that and training folks so that they knew, you know, about our business, because it is such a niche business. It's not very well known out in the common
well, and you place, had to so. Make sure that your programs were sophisticated and well run, because your customers are some pretty sophisticated and highly intelligent, highly educated individuals.
Exactly. We do have a very sophisticated, intelligent client base. Doctors don't want to be sold to. They want to learn. We had to present the conferences in such a way that it was an educational experience for them.
Right.
So facilitating all of that was, you know, it was a bit of a challenge. But I think if, you know, you have patience and you work really hard at what you're doing and keep your ethics straight,
right.
You know, you'll have success.
Tell us about capitalizing your business. Where were the challenges there?
Capitalizing
making
my
sure
business.
You're having enough money to grow your business, and did you
right.
did you go to banks to borrow money for that?
You know, I actually never did.
Really?
I've been very fortunate that I've
wow.
never had to. Right, I've never had to. I mean, we started the company. I started with $3,000, a computer and printer, and a fax machine.
Let me stop you for a second, folks. Let me tell you what this means. What she's telling you right now, what that means is for a long, long time. I don't know this for a fact. I haven't asked her this, but I'm going to tell you what I'm about to say is the truth. For a long, long time, Valerie didn't pay herself very much money. Did you, Valerie?
There's
no other way.
Didn't.
If you don't borrow money, if you don't leverage your,
right.
if you don't grow your business through leverage, then that means the only way to fund your company is through profits, and that means that your company got paid and you didn't.
Right, exactly.
And everybody's not prepared to do that, folks. And now
I
you know.
Know
this is another reason why Valerie is a very inspirational story for me.
Oh, well, thank you. It probably would have been easier if I had taken that route and perhaps, you know, gone to the bank and or gone to the SBA and applied for a loan. And at the time, I'll tell you, I really wasn't aware of it. So I'm happy about shows like this, and because it does tell people that there is that opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I didn't know that. In the first 5 years, I kind of just worked in, you know, just in, you know, myself almost.
Right.
Just, you know, plodding along. And no, you're right, I didn't take
a
salary.
Because you believed in what you were doing, didn't you?
Exactly. I knew someday, you know, it would turn around and, you know, we'd start realizing a profit and I'd be able to hire a secretary, which I did.
And actually take a paycheck. And actually take a regular paycheck.
Actually, yes, and actually
imagine that. Where'd that come from, huh? Who would have thought that?
Hard work. Yes, exactly. So.
Well, Valerie, listen, we're coming to the end of our visit. The company's name, folks, is CME Consultants, Inc. That put a .com on the end of that, what I just said. That's their website. I just want you to tell you again, congratulations on 10 years in your business. Congratulations on being successful on a 25-year vision, from pulling yourself up from the bootstraps of welfare to being an outstanding, nationally recognized business owner. And actually drawing a regular paycheck. I want you to know I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks,
that
Valerie.
Makes me very happy also. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Valerie Martelli, ladies and gentlemen, what a great story. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.